Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair today goes before the annual Labour Party convention to deliver what many in Britain consider the most important address of his 6 years in office. With his poll numbers dropping, and even members of his party urging him to step down, Blair is expected to defend his decision to get involved in Iraq. He'll also try to rally support for controversial public sector reforms that many party members see as abandoning Labour's traditional socialist approach. Warren Hoag is the London correspondent for the New York Times. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is Tony Blair in trouble?
He is in trouble. He's in the worst trouble he's been in since he became Prime Minister 6 years ago, a period in which time he's maintained rather stunning levels of popularity. That popularity has now gone away. People say they no longer trust him. And so his speech today, as you said in the lead-in, is the most important probably of his 6 years in office. He's going to try to convince the British people and his own party that he can be trusted.
His problems go beyond Iraq.
They do go beyond Iraq because Britons fault Blair for traveling too much. He's very effective abroad, and he is something of an international statesman, but that does not gain him many points here at home. And so what his party and what the voters want to hear from him today is a promise to start making their trains run faster, to start reducing the size of the waiting lines outside National Health Service hospitals, and start making education better. It's politics is local, and that's what he's got to speak to today.
Probably doesn't help that President Bush, who's very unpopular in Britain, is making a state visit there in November.
There have been groans at the untimeliness of that visit from a lot of the Labour delegates here in Bournemouth on the English Channel coast where I am right now. And it's going to be embarrassing for him. There are going to be street demonstrations against Bush. As you said, Bush is probably the most unpopular American president since World War II. And Blair has always declared his alliance with Bush, probably will again. And it's a gigantic liability for Blair at home to do that.
What about these domestic reforms? They're also unpopular.
The reason they're controversial is that Blair calls his party New Labour as a way of designating it no longer as the old Socialist Labour Party. And part of his philosophy is that you ought to involve private enterprise in the furnishing of public services. He believes that's the only way you can pay for it and the only way you can make it efficient. His party and old-fashioned people in his party object to the idea of labor socialist people having anything to do with private business at all.
What does he want to do?
Well, what he wants to do, for instance, is privatize areas that have been national areas in this society for many years. The railroads were already privatized, and it's been something of a disaster. He wants to let some hospitals become independently financed. When you start to fool around with the British welfare system, which was created after World War II and which many Britons believe sort of saved the country from disintegration, people are very resistant to change, and that's what he's up against today.
And he knew the Iraq policy was risky, but he went ahead anyway.
An interesting aspect of Tony Blair is when he became Prime Minister 6 years ago, people faulted him for tailoring his policies to what his latest focus group told him the British would like. He has changed completely now, and he has become what he calls a conviction politician. Basically, he will speak directly into the teeth of very strong opposition, and he will once again today say that he believes what he did in Iraq was correct, that it is correct that the British troops should be there. And it's a very unpopular stance, but he has become now a leader who believes that part of leadership is in saying what you believe, even if other people don't share your beliefs.
Warren Hoag is the New York Times correspondent in London.